Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, February the 8th, 2015. 16, had the year wrong there. 1:14 p.m. coming up on 1:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, when this show's over today at 2:10, it's Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelett and Marge's guest today. That's going to be a show you don't want to miss because her guests are the First Lady of Dance here in Marion, Martha Dowse Manasi, over 70 years of business here in the Marion area, and George Kasotis, legendary restaurateur. And George and Martha go back to childhood. So George Kasotis, Martha Dowse Manasi, and Marge Hazelett today on Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelett, coming up 2:10 to 3 o'clock right here on WWGH Radio. But one of the nice things we get to do today is somebody came in early for the program, and we're always glad when she appears in the studio. As I said, she is Marion's First Lady of Dance. Been here for more years than anybody can imagine, and well over 70 years of service to dance in the Marion area. She's Martha Dowse Manasi. Martha, how are you?
I'm wonderful now that I get to see Scott Spears.
Well, it's good to see you, Martha. What's been new with you?
What?
What's new?
Well, I'm very worried about my sister. She's all I have left, Scott, of my family, the Dowse family. There was three boys, Grace and Warren, were twins, and my mom named them after Mr. and Mrs. Harding. Warren G. Dowse. Can you tell me what G stands for, Scott Spears?
I do that. I know that because WWGH Radio is
yes,
the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Gamaliel.
You can do it. You're the only person that I've ever heard say it, Scott.
I got it right.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
That's very hard to say.
Because this station is Warren Gamaliel Harding.
I love this station. That was so nice of you to name this station Warren G. Harding.
Now, do you listen to the station much, Martha?
All the time.
Oh, what's your favorite program?
Scott,
And
I love hearing you.
Well, I appreciate that.
740-383-9944.
You have the. Do you know that the number is 383-WWGH?
I know it.
So your sister, we heard about this on Charlie's show last week. Is she doing better?
Well, she called me. The phone rang just before I left. I'd come out in a van. The van picks me up. Monday and Friday, I go line dance out of the Marion Senior Center, 9 and 9:30. At 10 o'clock, they take me to the chiropractor. And my van driver said, "You don't mean chiropractor, you mean bone breaker."
Really?
That's what my dad called them, bone breakers.
Bone breakers.
And that van takes me all over, and is all you pay is what you want to give. They give you an envelope, and you just put what you want in it.
Well, that's a great service for Marion.
Oh, Marion Senior Center is the very best.
Now, do you have to call ahead to get the van to come over?
Yes, the number's 387-5444.
And all you have to be is over 65.
Yes.
And you just tell them when you want picked up and they come and do it.
Yes, and they brought me out here.
Well, we're happy to hear that, Martha.
They came at 8:15 after me this morning, took me to the Marion Senior Center. So I danced 9:30. They came after me at 10, took me to Scott Gray's office. They're a wonderful chiropractor.
Now,
I have to have my back done Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Scott, because I've got terrible arthritis anymore.
Now, are they able to relieve some of that pain?
Yes.
That's good. That's good. Now, from dancing over the years, how do you think that helped the arthritis?
Well, Joe and I danced. Joe's dad bought him a 1948 Chevrolet convertible when he graduated from St. Mary's. And I was going with Joe, Scott. I went to Central Junior High School in the seventh grade. And Joe, that was on South West Center Street where the courthouse is. That's where the Central Junior High was, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up the street. Joe took my hand. He walked me to my house, 197 South Prospect, across the street from the firehouse. That's where I started my first dance studio. When I was in the seventh grade at Vernon Junior High School, Mom said to me, "Martha Lou, I've been giving you vocal lessons, piano lessons, but I want you to play in the band. Go tell Mr. Huffman you want to play an instrument." I said, "Okay, Mom." I went over and I said, "Mr. Huffman, my mom wants me to be in your band. Do you have any place for me?" He says, "Martha, I sure do. I need a drum. I got a bass drum that I want you to play. I'm going to teach you how to play snare drum, cymbals, and chimes." At the end, the summer came to the end. He said, "Martha Lou, I want you to go to Baldwin Wallace College in Berea, Ohio, and learn how to play timpanis. I want you to play timpanis till you graduate. I want you in the orchestra." I did that, Scott. I played instrument from the seventh grade till the 12th. Anyway, Mr. Huffman says, "Martha, tell your mom it'll be $75 for 2 weeks to learn to play timpanis." I told her, she said, "Martha, I don't have that money." She says, "I'm going to call your oldest brother, 21 years old, Alan Dale Dallas, lived in Compton, California. He sent $75. I took it over to Mr. Huffman. I said, "My brother sent this money." He says, "Well, isn't that nice?" He says, "You tell your mom and dad to take you to Baldwin Wallace College." They took me in a 96 Buick. I went up there. I stayed in a dormitory, Scott, for 2 weeks. Took my drum lessons in the morning. In the afternoon, I looked out in the field, and there was 75 or 100 majorettes all twirling. And I thought, "Oh, I would love to do that in the afternoon." I walked up to the lady, and I said, "What's your name?" She said, "Roberta Calderwood." I said, "I'm Martha Dallas, and I want to twirl." She says, "Well, honey, I need help. Why don't you help me?" I did it, and Scott, I learned like everything. I was so good at it. Roberta said, "Martha, I want to talk to your mom when she comes after you. Be sure I get to talk to your mom." She went to the car. She says, "Roll your window down, Mrs. Dowse. I got to talk to you." She says, "Your daughter, Martha, knows more than I do about twirling. Take her home and put an ad in the paper. Limited number accepted." And I went home and did it. Bill Wester, the drum major at Eagles Band, called Mom. And he said, "I understand your daughter just got graduated out of Baldwin Wallace College in a majorette. She says, can he twirl for us and be our majorette?" And Mom says, "Well, I don't have no uniform, but I'll make her a red velvet costume with white fur on the bottom." He said, "We'd love that." I went up there every week to practice with the Eagles band. And the band, Bill said, the band directors say they can make it up the hill on Main Street with you ahead, so we'll follow. Isn't that cute?
You went right up there.
I was 12.
Now, George will be in. George Kasotis will be in the next hour with Marge Hazlett.
Yes.
Well, how did you meet George Kasotis?
We met at Marilyn Meskey's dance studio.
Now, for those who don't know, Marilyn Meskey went on to become Miss America. She was from Marion.
Yes, 1938.
Now, she had her dance studio before Miss America, right?
Yes, she did.
Now, when
she was young.
Now, how did you and George meet there?
Well, he lived on Pearl Street, and I lived on Prospect. And we went down there, and George will tell you, Marilyn Metzke came to the door and said, "What are you guys doing here, you little kids?" George says, "We're watching you dance, Marilyn." She says, "Well, you can stay out here and watch me." He'll tell that story yet to this day.
What kind of lady was she?
My sister, Mom, had my sister take from her. And I went to a shower the other day. Nancy Murphy, Joe's sister, was there. Marilyn said, my daughter Marilyn said, "Aunt Nancy, do you know how to tap?" She says, "Yes, I took from Marilyn Metzke." Marilyn said, "I want to see what you can do." She got up and tapped.
Did she?
Joe's sister at the shower.
My goodness. Now, how old is Joe's sister now?
She's older than me.
And she's still tap dancing?
Yes.
Well, good for her.
She did shuffle, hop, step, ball, change. Shuffle, hop, ball, change. Ball, change. Ball, change.
Now, were you ever a tap dancer, Martha? Did you like tap dancing?
Loved it.
Now, can you still tap dance?
Yes.
What is the secret to being a good tap dancer?
Just get a pair of tap shoes. If you got 3 feet, you can't do it. You got to have a right and a left.
So as long as you have both feet, you can do it.
Yep.
Did you ever have to teach anybody who maybe just could not get it down? Was there ever a student you couldn't teach? Got them all.
When Joe's dad bought him that 48 Chevrolet convertible, we dated, went to Cleveland, the Indians and the Browns. One day, it was a Sunday, on the way home, I said, "Hey, Joe, I've got a big studio, tap, ballet, baton, gymnastics, cheerleading. I said, I need to have you help me with ballroom. I want you to learn to lift me, put you on my shoulder, go round and round." When he left me off, he leaned over and I slid down his back. He brought me over, I curtsied. We went to every one of the Junior Service Guild Follies. They had a director come from New York City, and they had Joe and I in it.
My goodness. Now, what was your favorite Follies? What was your favorite thing to do with that?
I had the family. Marilyn, Luann, Suzanne, her husband, Luann and her husband, Marilyn, her husband, me and Joe, and Ted and Marlene Temple. We all danced, all us couples. We were featured in the Follies, and that was my best.
I bet so. How many years have you been in operation here in Marion?
Since 1943, Scott.
72 years.
When I was in the 11th grade, 1948, the year before I graduated in 49, I asked Mr. Menasi, Joe's daddy, I said, "Could I borrow that car and drive to Mount Gilead?" I said, "I want to open 2 studios, one in Morrow County, one in Wyandotte." He says, "You can borrow that car. Be my guest. You guys have been going together forever, and you're going to someday get married and give me grandchildren. You can borrow that car. Is all you got to do. When you're done, bring it home and give it to Joe." I started that studio in Mount Gilead. My first place where I went was the Globe Hotel, right on the square. I've been there all this time since 48. Marilyn took it over.
My goodness.
When I graduated, I let Carol Caprino go over there. She was an Italian girl. She went to be a nurse at a hospital in Columbus and died of a heart attack.
Oh. Now, how old did Mr. and Mrs. Menasi live to be?
Well, I don't know. My parents died 5 weeks apart, Scott.
Is that right?
Joey was a year old. Dad died April 1476. Mom, May 1676. Dad says, Martha, he was at East Lawn Manor. I went to visit him. He says, honey, I got 21 apartments, and your mom's too old to rent them. You've got to rent them all. So I did. He had all the houses. You know where the Methodist Church is on Church and Prospect, that orange?
I do.
He owned all the houses from there to the Lutheran Church, Prospect Street, and Pearl Street, Scott. All those houses. He loved all those houses.
My goodness.
He loved renting houses to people.
So you were in the landlord business for a while.
Yes.
Did you like doing that?
Yes.
That's good. Now, how long has the studio been in Marion, the one on Girard?
1943.
43. And that, so that you've had that studio there since 43.
Yes. And Midtown Chevrolet Garage, when it turned cold, called me up and said, I want my daughter to be in your studio, and I'm going to let you use my garage on Saturdays, free. That was right there across in the alley. Then one day I went up and was with the Eagles band, and there was a beautiful building room on the third floor of the Eagles building. I asked Bill Westner, I said, I want that building up there. I want to start a studio dance. He said, well, go ask the bartender what you can do. I went down there and I said, sir, I want to rent that building, that room you got on the third floor. I want to teach dance. I said, how much is it? He said, Martha, you're our majorette. You're not paying nothing. You can have it as long as you need it, honey.
Oh, well, that's awful nice.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
I didn't have to pay no rent for 3 years.
You know, some stuff people don't know about you, Martha, is you ran for city council.
I sure did, but I didn't make it.
Well, that's okay. A lot of people
don't.
Fourth Ward. Now, who is the Fourth Ward council person now?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie Blevins.
Yes, she went to church. I saw her at Mass at 11 o'clock the other day.
And you still go to Mass?
Oh, yes.
Now, you became Catholic at one point. You weren't originally.
Well, when Joe and I come home from Cleveland, I told him, I said, honey, I'll turn Catholic for you if you dance for me. He says, that's an even trade.
And he did it.
Yes. And I had him join Dance Educators of America. I rented a bus, took 50 students to Cincinnati, Ohio, and I took so many students, President of Dance Educators of America, she called me up one day, she said, Martha, you and Joe are terrific ballroom teachers, and there's a World's Fair. We're having a contest, and I want you and Joe to come and compete. Will you do that? And I told Joe, I says, Dance Educators of America just called me, and she wants me to be the Midwest Regional Director of Dance Educators of America. I was that. She made me Midwest Regional Director.
Wasn't her name Calderwood? Roberta Calderwood? That sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yes, yes.
I think it might have been. So what was you?
She says, with the World's Fair coming, Joe. I told Joe, I says, the president of Dance Educators America wants us to come and compete. We're going to stay in the Waldorf Astoria. That was a hotel. We had a 1959 Cadillac convertible. light blue with black interior. It was beautiful.
Now, what was
new? We went and we won.
You won that competition.
We won cha-cha and waltz, and the Met director came up and said, "Are you two married?" I says, "Yes." He said, "Well, I want you two to ride up and down the Atlantic Ocean on my cruise ship. I want you to help me." He says, "Tell me in the morning what you're going to do." We stayed up all night. Joe says, "Martha, we need the money, honey." I says, "Joe Manasi, I want to go home and have babies. I need girls to help me." I had three girls, Marilyn, Luann, Suzanne. That all rhymes.
So you did. What, when you went back and told him you weren't taking the position, what did he say?
He says, "Well, I wanted you to." He says, "You two are special to me." He says, "I'll always remember having you on my cruise ship."
Now, when you came back to Marion, were there other dance schools in Marion back then?
Parr, Ray, and Pat Basor.
Now, did you get
the
along
first
with
the dance teacher in Marion was Marilyn Meskey and Jane Coffey.
Now, who was Jane Coffey?
Her niece lives right across the hall from me at Seton Square. She's in 120, I'm 119. And Jane Coffey, her name was Melby, taught in the old YMCA building where the bus terminal is now.
Is that right?
She called me up. She said, "Martha, I need baton in my school." She was a heck of a dancer. And she was in the old Y building. You know where I'm talking about?
Right downtown there, yeah.
She said, "I want you to teach baton and I'll teach tap." Her name was Jane Melby. And she calls Mary Bider, my next door neighbor. And I talked to her the other day from Alaska.
Oh, she's still alive.
Yes.
Oh, how old is she now?
I don't know. She's older than me.
And she lives in Alaska.
I'm 85.
And she lives in Alaska.
She calls Mary all the time. The other day she says, "I want to talk to Martha."
Well, that's nice.
So Mary knocked on my door. She says, "My aunt wants to talk to you, Martha."
Well, she's probably up in her 90s now.
Yes.
Well, good for her. And she's living in Alaska.
Yes.
Well, that's awful nice.
Oh, she was a wonderful dancer.
Now, Martha, what do you like best about Ohio, living here?
What?
What do you like best about Ohio?
Well, it's the best state in the whole Union.
I do want to let people know we did have trivia questions earlier on, which, by the way, you still can answer. The trivia questions are, if you can tell me the seven presidents born in Ohio, we will give you $10 to Pesto's. 740-383-9944, the seven presidents born in Ohio. Or if you can tell me what Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented in 1938, we will give you $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. 740-383-9944. Or you just like to call in and say hello to Martha and I, give us a call. 740-383-9944. And remember, Talk of the Town with Marge Hazlett, guests today, Martha Dowse Manasi and George Kosotis, comes up from 3:10 until 4 p.m. today. You know, Martha, I was reading facts earlier on about the state of Ohio. Did you know Akron is the rubber capital of the world?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Tires. I think they make a lot of tires there.
Yes.
And now there were some weird ones in here. Do you know it's illegal for more than five women to live in one house in Ohio?
It is.
Apparently.
You're kidding.
That's what the law says. Let's take a phone call.
Oh, do
here.
I love Seton Square.
I bet. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, Spencer Phelps. How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
All right. I had a question for you.
Go right ahead.
I was just wondering, why'd you ban me off your Facebook page?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's because you went on the Facebook page and you made a comment about the modulation of the station, which we have had checked out and other people have listened to, and also because currently it was my understanding that you were working for another station in Marion, which we didn't want there to be any negative words in regard to that.
Why would there be negative words?
Well, I don't know. It's the same reason that you know, nobody from another station would come on here as a guest, and we wouldn't go on there as a guest.
Well, no, I don't work for another station. I buy a dollar ad.
That could be. Well, you know, I have asked you to come on in the past as a guest, and you
no,
have...
No, I haven't.
No, I have.
I haven't. Never heard from you before.
Well, when you ran for mayor, I had asked you to come on as a guest.
I never ran for mayor.
What did you run for?
City Council President.
City Council President. Okay. When you were running for City Council President, I did ask you to come on because I thought some of your ads at the time were pretty provocative.
Okay. No, they weren't provocative. They were just funny.
Well, I think a funny is provocative.
Okay. Well, it was just weird because a friend of mine asked the same question on your Facebook, and he never got banned. So I just wondered if there was some sort of personal problem or
I'm glad you called on the air because I think this is very interesting because the only two people to ever complain about that were you and your friend, and I assume there was a correlation there. Now, he was not banned because I didn't know who he was, and his Facebook page said he was from Mansfield, but... you, like I say, have an affiliation, let's put it. You buy time on another radio station now and have said negative things before in the past on personal Facebook pages. But anytime you would like to
wait, what? What have I said?
Oh, it's been years ago. But I know on the personal
years
Facebook...
Years ago?
Yes.
Are you holding a grudge or something? I mean, I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Well, no, I don't think I'm holding a grudge, but I think... who wants to be have negative things said on Facebook?
Nobody.
Right.
Who wants to be banned from a Facebook page for not saying anything mean?
Well, I mean...
Because I was just wondering about that. The reason I asked is because I like the Marionaires. And I listened to the show where you had the Marionaires on, and I just thought, personally, and you'd be mad at me for this and keep me banned, but I thought you did a great disservice to them because the sound quality was just wretched.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was not here that night. I was not running the board that night, and I have not heard that complaint from anybody else. I haven't. That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
And I have not heard that from the Marionaires. Nobody's called me from that group. So, you know, again, I think it's a...
Well, I'm wrong, then.
No, I think your opinion's fair. You're allowed to have your own opinion. But I think
but I'm
most
banned for it.
I don't think that's what you said. I think what you said was, I'm probably going to get banned for this. So you must have had an inkling before it happened that you were going to get banned.
Well, I was hoping I wouldn't. I mean, there was someone on your Facebook that said some really awful things about you and was super offended, but you left her on there and you left her not banned, so...
Well, I don't think she said
it. I don't know.
It.
I got to think there's something personal here going on. I don't know why you would do that. I mean, I'm just trying to help.
Well, now, here's the thing, and I think this is an interesting conversation to have, and I think the fact that, you know, obviously we're allowing you on the air today proves we have no personal grudge, and that
well,
we're willing
Well, no, you
to
don't have a screening system. You didn't know it was going to be me.
No, but
so.
I could have hung up as soon as you said your name, and we're still talking. Could I not have?
I guess.
Yes. So the point is, to all this, is that the other person gave a legitimate criticism. She talked about the Too Fat Polka.
So mine was not legitimate?
When we have had the modulation tested and nobody else has made that particular negative remark and nobody else has an affiliation...
Oh, I'm wrong. Well, that's the thing. Unless someone else says it, I'm wrong.
No, I think your opinion is fine, but I think...
Well, it's
fan-worthy.
Okay,
what are your positives? Because obviously you listened to the station, you listened that night, and you're listening today. What positives do you have to say? Because obviously I don't think you'd
well,
listen...
Well, how many do I have to get unbanned? Because apparently there's a threshold, apparently, that I have to meet.
Well, I think you were the only person ever banned.
Well, that's nice.
Well, no, I'm
even
just saying.
Even though someone else asked the exact same question, and they had even though they're my friend, that doesn't mean that their complaint is not valid.
No, I think any complaint is valid. That's why we left the lady's complaint. Now, you have no affiliation with her.
But not mine.
But and you have no affiliation with that lady who left that comment?
Doesn't matter.
You do. So in the course,
no, I don't. I don't. But I'm wondering, does it matter? Why would it matter?
Well, it does matter because in the course of a week, which people can go to the Facebook page and check this out, and like I said,
now you're a conspiracy theorist, and every negative complaint is because of me? Why?
No,
that doesn't make sense.
We got to let me finish the sentence here. First of all, I don't think any radio station would allow you on the line this long to have this conversation on live radio when we could have...
Oh, well, I am very privileged. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, see, there you go. But the point is that if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see, or you would have seen, that your negative remark about... Hold on. That your negative modulation remark was posted on a Monday. That lady's comment, who I don't know, who I think you probably do have some affiliation with.
I don't.
Okay. Well, anyway, that comment came...
That's pretty messed up that you would associate that with me.
Okay, but that came on a Tuesday.
Okay.
And then, of the same week. And then that gentleman's comment, who you have admitted you do have affiliation with, came on a Thursday. Now, mm-hmm. In Mansfield, is he a regular listener on the internet?
I don't know.
So why did he make that comment?
I don't know.
A friend of yours made the exact same comment in the exact same week, and that wasn't set up?
I put it on my Facebook that you banned me for that, and he said, you know what, I'm going to ask him, and let's see what happens.
So that was a setup?
No, it wasn't a setup. Wanted to know the same thing.
So he does listen?
Probably.
But you don't know that. How would you make a comment like that if you haven't listened?
So why am I getting the third degree because you said my opinions are valid, but they're not because I may or may not know people, and then you ascribe that other comment to me?
No, your
even
opinions...
I have no idea who that person is?
Your opinions are valid, but I think in the past, and I have invited you on as a guest, not at this station, but other stations I have worked for, I have invited you on as a guest, and it wasn't for mayor, I guess. I did have that wrong. I guess my memory's not 100%. It was president of city council. You ran some funny ads. I thought it was an interesting story. I asked you on. You didn't come. Now, in the past...
I didn't remember that. I don't remember...
Well, that did happen. That did happen. And in the past, you made criticisms of people that I had interviewed because of their age.
What?
Yes, you've done that.
What?
Yes.
Oh, now that's out of line.
Well, that's the truth.
That's way out of line, buddy.
Well, that's truth. We have to deal in truth here.
Yeah, let's deal in truth. Show me where I said something like that.
Well, it's been banned, and it's been a long time ago. But for that...
Banned from what? What are you talking about?
My personal Facebook page.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My personal Facebook page. Now, anyway, continuing on, at some point we had a contretemps.
This is getting into the realm of the bizarre, man. I just...
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah, because you've got some weird grudge going against me that I don't even know about. That's crazy.
I wouldn't say that. I would say that the grudge is probably the other way around. Because honestly, if I was listening, if I was on, for whatever reason, on another radio station, I would probably be listening to them and not spending my time knocking other places.
I didn't knock you.
Well, then what was that? I don't have the thing in front of me word for word, just so the audience knows, but it's so overmodulated.
It's the exact same comment that's on there now that is not banned.
But it says, it's hard to hear, it's hard to listen to. But what you've said earlier on is that it was about the Marionaires concert, and you don't listen at other times. And honestly, people do...
What?
You do listen.
I don't listen at other times, but you insert a lot of words in my mouth.
Okay, you do listen.
I don't know.
At other
first,
times.
First, I know this lady who was offended by your show. Second, I insult old people.
No, wait a second. Wait a second. Now you're putting words in people's mouth.
No, you just said it. That you said I've made mean comments about people based on their age. That's messed up, dude.
No, I didn't say that. I said what you said was, and we can play
I'm
the tape.
I'm recording this conversation. I'll play it back for you
well,
here in a
I
bit.
Now, isn't that interesting that you're recording this conversation on live radio? So you didn't come into this with any motive.
Oh, I definitely had a motive.
There
Why
you go.
Why wouldn't you think I didn't? Yeah, I got banned from a Facebook page. I was going to confront you about it.
So your motive is to what?
To wonder why you banned me.
And I think I've answered that. It was a negative comment, and you currently have an affiliation with another radio station.
Because it's the same thing that someone else posted.
Right, but the other person has not been banned, was never a friend of my personal Facebook page.
Oh, so this is a grudge. Okay. Well,
no,
thanks
it's
for
just
admitting that, buddy.
I think.
I get it. No, it's fine. I mean,
well, see, I think this is the attitude that people talk about. I think this is the attitude people talk about with you.
Yeah, you're right.
That kind of puts you off.
People have talked about your attitude, and that is a problem.
Uh huh.
And I don't know why you would hold that grudge
against me
over something I've never done.
I hope you appreciate the fact that we did give you this much time to come on a live broadcast when we could have disconnected you as soon as you said your name.
Oh, well,
and let you say
your
piece.
Bless your heart, sir. Boy, you are so magnanimous.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
you're a very nice person. Spencer Phelps, ladies and gentlemen, always a genuinely fun person to talk to in the community. Give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Former candidate for president of city council, currently buying time, I guess, doing a show on another station. So if you want to listen, go ahead. And if you have a problem here, obviously we do allow complaints. Feel free to give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelett coming up here, 3:10 to 4 o'clock. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
You want the presidents from Ohio?
Yes, the seven presidents from Ohio.
So we've got Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford Hayes, James Garfield, Benjamin Harrison, McKinley, Taft, Howard Taft, and President Harding.
You got it. Now, did you look that up or did you know it?
You know what? I knew some of them. I knew half of them, but I had to look up some of the others.
There's nothing wrong with that. What's your name, ma'am?
Linda.
Linda.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last name, Linda?
Blue.
Linda Blue?
Yep.
Okay, Linda, we will have your pestos here. That was the pestos question. We're open 10 to 3 weekdays, Monday through Friday, if you want to stop by and get that any day. And I hope you enjoy the program.
I do. I like it a lot. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We want to thank Linda Blue for her answer today. Name the seven presidents born in the state of Ohio: Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, Garfield, Harrison, McKinley, Taft, and of course, the one that's easy, President Harding. Remember, coming up 2:10 to 3 o'clock today, we have Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelett. The guests are the First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi, and George Kasotis. Now, the other question still on the table today is Roy J. Plunkett from New Carlisle, Ohio, invented something in 1938. Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented something in 1938. What was it? You'll get $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring and we will get you up on the air. And remember, we do have a new internet page, www.wwgh1071.com. You can listen to archives of programs from the past and all kinds of interesting stuff. Mr. McFeely's visit here. Check that page out, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also find us on Facebook, as one of our earlier callers said, and you can give your comments, good or bad, on Facebook. We certainly welcome all of those. Just go to WWGH Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and click like, and you can have that exclusive comment. But the airline, or the phone lines, excuse me, well, maybe the airlines too, will be open for 8 more minutes today. 740-383-9944. Call in and give us your thoughts about whatever is going on in the world. 740-383-9944. Would certainly enjoy hearing from you today. It's always fun to hear from you, the listener, because I think in a lot of ways, having a call-in station allows everything to happen just as it happens. And there is no censorship, and there is no striking anybody down for what they want to say. And I think the call earlier on proves that. But we certainly can have an open dialogue as long as it doesn't turn into a vitriolic message, I guess is what we would want to say there. 740-383-9944. With 7 minutes left, what did Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invent in 1938? And you'll get $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. Love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break, come back with much more here on the air today, right after this message.
Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I
would do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me.
And we're back on the air here. Scott Spears with you on WWGH Radio, Monday, February the 8th, 2016, 1:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are going to continue on with the program today. Considering what's happened on the program, I don't know. I hope you, the listener, found that interesting, because I think that's the one thing that this station does, is allows anybody to come on, as long as you do it in a non-profane, sensible way, and give your opinion. And by the way, if you want to call in and give your opinion on that little interruption we had earlier on in the program, please feel free to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Or if you have an answer to the question, what did Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invent in 1938? You will get $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. 740-383-9944. Certainly an eventful day here. And again, coming up when this show goes off the air today from 2:10 until 3 p.m., it's Talk of the Town with Marge Hazlett and the guests, First Lady of Dance, Martha Dous-Manesi, and George Kosodis, legendary restaurateur in Marion. So that is just right around the corner in about 15 minutes. Again, you can always send feedback to the station. You can do it through email, scott@wwgh1071.com, or do it on the Facebook page, WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. And I hope you continue to listen to the programming here that we have on each and every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, local talk radio right out of Marion, Ohio. And we want to again thank Linda Blue for being our trivia winner today. She won the $10 to Pesto's by getting the question, named the seven presidents from Ohio. Again, that's Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Harrison, McKinley, Taft, and Harding. And we thank everybody who called in today, even the interruption, because when people interrupt to that level, it must mean they miss being a part of things. And we certainly want to give everybody the opportunity to be a part of anything they want to be a part of. And if you missed the earlier part of the program, you missed something kind of interesting. Turned into a different kind of a program there for a second. But, you know, that's how it goes. You make your judgments on what you hear. Again, you have about a minute left if you want to call in and get that trivia question. Roy J. Plunkett of New Carlisle, Ohio, invented something in 1938. What was it? $10 to Rosa and Rocco's if you can get that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We would love to put you up on the air. Again, Talk of the Town with Marge Hazel. It's right around the corner. You won't want to miss that. And don't forget, tomorrow, Adam the Computer Guy kicks off the morning at 9:10. Swap Shop with Sean Kraft at 10:10. The Chat with Linda Sims at 11:10, and I'll be back tomorrow from 12:10 to 2 p.m. with another edition of this program. And as again, today's program certainly points out anything can happen, and usually does. So that is how it goes. Hope you guys have a great day. Hope you continue to listen here, because we have another great live program right around the corner. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Make it a great one. Talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1